CliffCentral.com.
All right. Hey, George.
Hey, Gareth. How's it, Sia and Leanne?
You know,
did
George,
you forget our names there for a second?
Pardon?
Did you forget our names there for a second?
Never. I would never do that.
Oh, George is, he's a gentleman. So, George, you're not in the in the airplane hangar this morning, right? Oh, you are. Look at that. Damn, that's
well,
cool.
I'm not quite at my airplane hangar. I'm at a airplane hangar on the border of the Kruger National Park.
Oh.
I'm sitting in my microlight, so there.
Oh, wow!
So last time we had the airplane. Now we've got the microlight. This is the coolest. You have the coolest life of anyone in the world.
I suppose if I'm living my passions, then I do.
You.
Life. You should live your passions.
You should have been the bachelor if you weren't already married.
No, thank you. I'm married.
All right. Okay, so George, we got lots to talk about this morning. What's on your agenda?
Well, Gareth, what kind of modification do you think people have tried with their cars to make them go faster? And there's an interesting modification that somebody did with a Bev Lumina. They tried to supercharge the car by attaching a Black & Decker leaf blower to the air intake of the car.
Did it help?
Yes, it does actually. I mean, the principle is called forced induction. Mm-hmm. So, it does help, but a policeman in America pulled this gentleman over in his Lumina and noticed that the tires were bald, and then did a further check on the car and found the airbox to have a Black & Decker leaf blower attached to the car.
Well, you've got to give him points for being creative, but
it's kind of like me with fixing my sleeping Jesus. I think
I know. That's very impressive.
I think it's spot on.
Yeah. The Leanne Moll School of Innovation.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah. A lot of people try a lot of things. I mean, if you're from the East Rand, you've probably seen some modified cars, or if you're from Durban, you've seen some modified cars. I mean, in South Africa, it's mostly dropped suspension.
Yeah. Well, or in the South.
Leanne.
Leanne can tell us about
or
that in the South. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a couple of weird facts you probably don't know about cars, and that is that in the 1990s you could install a flamethrower onto your car.
Oh, I want one. Can we do it now?
Well, I don't know if it's legal anymore, but there was a period of time when hijackings were really, really prevalent, and you could install a flamethrower. A guy actually modified and installed a flamethrower onto his BMW.
Could that actually set someone alight?
I'm pretty sure it could if it's a flamethrower.
Why else would Leanne, why else would you have a flamethrower?
Well, firstly, I didn't actually think of the practical uses of a flamethrower initially. I thought it was just to look fun in the movies.
No.
But I
would like one of these. Imagine if you're being hijacked and you just turn the flamethrower towards the hijacker, and then suddenly he's a burning pillar of fire. I think that would be hilarious.
Oh, my Lord.
In the UK, the world's largest speeding fine ever in a Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG. Mm-hmm. Take a guess how much it was.
They are very uptight about speeding in the UK, so I think they'd probably charge a couple of thousand pounds.
$1 million.
No.
What?
Holy shit. Okay.
I mean, what was this Mercedes is serious. Speeding. He was doing 186 miles per hour, which is times 1.6 is probably around about over 300 kilometers an hour.
Wow. That's
close to 300 kilometers an hour.
And that car can go at those speeds. But, man, you get caught $1 million. Wow.
And then interesting fact, 18% of Americans, only 18% of Americans know how to drive a manual shift car, you know, the stick shift. Mm-hmm. Only 18% of Americans, most Americans can only have an automatic car. Is your car automatic, sir?
Mm-hmm. Let's not make this a personal attack now, George.
No, I think manual cars should end. I don't think they have a place in the world.
Yeah,
I honestly don't think they. Why do you want to change gears anyway? It's just, I think it's antiquated. And then spraying sanitizer, everybody's using sanitizer now, can trigger breathalyzer ignition locks. Some cars around the world have breathalyzer ignition locks, like school buses.
Wow.
And you can trigger the breathalyzer ignition lock if you spray sanitizer.
Because of all the alcohol.
Because of all the alcohol. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and then finally, what do these cars say about you? What do you think a VW wagon, you know, the old VW minibus or microbus, what do you think that says about you?
Big family.
Like the ones that the surfers use.
Yes, those ones. Well, it turns out you're branded a hippie. If you drive a Toyota Prius, you're socially conscious.
No, you're a douchebag who's trying to say you're better than everyone else and you care about the environment.
And if you drive a Hummer, you're obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We all agree on that one.
So if I'm not disputing any of these.
And that's all I have for today. Well, as a matter of fact, if you drive a Porsche, you're the boss. I don't drive a Porsche.
No. No, but you've got a microlight and you've got a plane. And Ruth says, my teenager desperately wants a flamethrower. Best weapon. CliffCentral.com